All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. We appreciate you being here. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson. If you feel led to rise.
Dear Lord, we come to you this morning humbly. Thank you for today, for this day that you've made, and we're rejoicing and glad in it. Thank you that your grace and mercy renews every morning, because we know we need it. Lord, please watch over this Commissioner's Court as we make decisions for the entire county, and give us your wisdom in making those decisions. And we pray for our military men and women that are all across this country supporting this democracy. We pray for our country, our state, our county, Lord. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone? Oh, yeah. We're going to begin with a time of public comment. If there's any individuals in the courtroom today that wishes to make a public comment on any items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you may press star 6 to unmute your line. Ma'am, you wish to make comment about an item on today's agenda? Okay, you may come forward. Which agenda item?
Good morning. My name is Addie Allen.
Which agenda item?
The one that talks about the TK Health and also...
TK Health?
Right, for the services.
Huh? Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm just standing for a point of information. I noticed that with the TK Health for year one and year two, there is a certain amount that's to be paid, and then year three, four, and five will be one-year renewals. My question is this a no-bid contract, or is it, because generally with renewals, sometimes it's on a one-year basis, but this is 5 years consecutively, which seems as though it gives no other entity the opportunity to bid for this contract.
Okay, we are we give an opportunity for public comment.
Well, that is
that they tell us at Judge and Commissioner School that we're not supposed to engage in answering questions, but I will tell you that no, this was bid out through our purchasing department, and there were several people that bid on the contract. And the first 2 years of the contract are set. They are options on the next 3 years, and so we have the option to move forward or not once we discuss what the cost will be during that particular year.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that for me. Then I have another comment. And the comment is for the sewer lift station in Nome. And looking at the attachment,
is that under engineer?
There was no
it's under auditor. C.
Under county auditor.
Okay.
There was no attachment with a signature authorizing this prepayment. So I know you can't answer me, but if there's pre-advance money to be let, should somebody not sign that particular authorization? Thank you.
Which
that's American CARES Act funding.
Oh.
So, friend, if you don't mind, friend.
We do have a signature now. There was a signature. They did a revised form, and I got it after the agenda, but there is a signature on there from them.
And then let them know about this funding. It has to be used by
right. It has to be used by the end of December 31st of 2026. This was already an awarded bid. This is a quarterly advance so that they are able to pay the bills that they have incurred.
So my question was answered. The signature was done after it was put on the website, right?
Correct. There was their signature on the second page, but we asked them to do a revised form, and they had not signed that page. But their signature was on page 2.
And that is, I will tell you, that is often done, that items are put on the agenda with the anticipation that they're going to be signed by either someone with the county or someone with the state or the federal government prior to the time we meet. So that happens pretty frequently. All right. Any other public comment on any of the agenda items on today's? All right. Then we will go a little bit out of order under county commissioners. Is there anyone here today that is here on Family Reunification Day? Okay, I think they were in court last week along with the elder abuse people, or week before last. So, all right, so out of order, I'm going to take item C under county commissioners, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And if the representatives of Child Abuse and Forensic Services would come up to the lectern, we have a proclamation which we would like to read. And we appreciate y'all being here today. And it says, whereas April is designated Sexual Assault Awareness Month, a time to raise awareness, support survivors, and promote prevention efforts against sexual violence across our communities. And whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc., founded in 1996 by Brenda Garrison, who's here in court with us today, has served as a beacon of hope and healing for survivors of sexual assault by offering a private, trauma-informed forensic medical facility, the first of its kind in Texas. And whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services have conducted over 4,700 forensic medical examinations, with approximately 75% involving children, and continues to serve Southeast Texas with compassion, clinical excellence, and a commitment to justice. And whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services is a core member of the region's multidisciplinary response team and deploys highly trained sexual assault nurse examiners, not only at its private facility, but also at local hospitals, urgent care centers, nursing homes, and other locations where survivors are present. And whereas Child Abuse and Forensic Services has played a leading role in legislative advancements, such as Texas House Bill 131 from the 2001 legislative session, and has continued its advocacy through recent testimony in support of Senate Bill 836 and House Bill 1686, protecting the rights and dignity of sexual assault survivors. And whereas the work of Child Abuse and Forensic Services reflects the very best of public service, protecting the most vulnerable, elevating standards of care, and standing boldly for justice. And whereas the impact of sexual assault has long-term personal, economic, and social costs, therefore hurting Texas' future, therefore be it resolved by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court that we do hereby honor Child Abuse and Forensic Services, Inc., and proclaim Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Jefferson County, extending our deepest appreciation for the organization's decades of service and ongoing commitment to ending sexual violence. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. And Ms. Garrison, you and any of your group that wish to speak?
Okay. Thank you, Judge Brannick, and the commissioners on the Commissioner's Court. I'm honored to accept this proclamation on behalf of Child Abuse and Forensic Services.
Of course, you won't be able to accept it today. We're going to have it framed. It'll take a couple of days. But go ahead.
Okay. For 31 years, our mission has been consistent: to provide private, confidential, trauma-informed care for sexual assault victims, to provide expert testimony in criminal, civil, and federal courts as needed, to serve victims of sexual assault in Jefferson County and beyond. For sexual assault survivors, oftentimes their healing process starts with that medical examination. And we've seen firsthand how having the vital access to specialized care helps that sexual assault survivor. But as I reflect back on the past three decades, I'm proud to say that two of my greatest accomplishments has been that passage of House Bill 131 in 2001 and Senate Bill 836. Thanks to House Bill 131, according to the Office of the Attorney General Crime Victims Compensation Annual Report, Jefferson County has been reimbursed over $1.5 million for sexual assault forensic examinations. Thanks to House Bill 836, as of September the 1st, 2025, sexual assault cases going forward will no longer be live streamed via YouTube in Jefferson County. This is a major victory. It protects the privacy and dignity of survivors. It ensures that justice is pursued with compassion and discretion. It also protects the safety of victims, witnesses, and expert witnesses such as myself. This recognition today means a lot. It means a lot to me personally, but also my incredible staff at CAFS and our absolutely awesome board members. Most of all, to the survivors we stand beside each and every day. Thank you again for this honor for supporting. Thank you for this honor and for supporting our mission.
Thank you, Ms. Garrison. Would you like to introduce who you have with you today?
Yes, I will. This is Melissa Cornwell. She's awesome. John Rio, on our board. Holly Ebert, she's on our board. And then Madison Ramirez, she is one of our same nurses. And then Tanya Loggins, she keeps me in line at the office. She's our office manager. That's who we have.
I shouldn't put people on the spot like that, because there's been times where I'm asked to introduce my wife and I turn around and forget her name. Thank y'all so much for being here. Thank you for the work you do in our community. And thank you for being an advocate at the legislature. We
That's
appreciate
right.
y'all.
Thank you.
And y'all may stay for the rest of court, or you can leave if you wish. Takes a couple of days to get the framing done.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Get a few water. Can I have your?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, we're going to move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with TK Health, effective June 12, 2025, in the amount of $9,025,677.78 for the first year and $9,382,192.05 for the second year, with three optional one-year renewals. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file job order contract with Marsh Waterproofing, Inc. for Jerry Ware Terminal wall repair and painting in the amount of $29,821. In accordance with Region 5 contract number 202-30601 and others. Item C will be tabled today. And item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for Indigent Health for the purchase of a laptop in the amount of $1,249. Item B is consider and approve an interlocal agreement with West Jefferson County Municipal Water District to construct public wastewater system improvements utilizing community development block grant funds. Item C is to consider and approve advanced funding requests for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with the City of Nome Project 1 in the amount of $544,576.58. If you are attending remotely or online, please make sure that your line is muted. Item D is consider and approve accepting grant award from High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $27,000, award number HID0925GO624. No match required. This grant will aid in the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region. Item E is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the Sheriff's Office for the cost of flooring in the patrol office in the amount of $7,000. Item F is regular county's bills, check numbers 528889 through 529110. And item G is to consider and approve reallocation of funds in airport capital building and structures for required security upgrades in the amount of $158,000, which are required by the FAA because of new airplanes that American Airlines is using that have higher capacity. Do I have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item under Dispute Resolution Center. Consider and possibly approve mediation fees for the Jefferson County Dispute Resolution Center for cases submitted to them during their 2025 Settlement Week program for the period of September 2nd through 5th of $200 per case and $100 per party pursuant to Section 155 of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there anybody here from dispute? Oh, Ms. Hawthorne, if an individual has filed a proffer's affidavit and do not have the financial wherewithal to pay those fees, is there something in place to waive those fees for them?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. As you know, we are a low-cost mediation center, but we also provide mediation at no cost for people who represent themselves in cases or are not represented by an attorney. We do have a fee waiver system in our office. We do provide mediation every day, Monday through Friday, and Thursday evenings for people who can't come during the daytime. This particular fee increase is only for our Settlement Week program, which we are reestablishing. We have not had that since 2009. So we are reviewing those old rates. But yes, there will be a fee waiver system in place during Settlement Week as well. This is just for parties who have an attorney.
Very good. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
I'd just like to say, too, Kara, I'm so glad that you put this program back in place. I know it used to be a really, really big deal. We had a lot of cases that were actually settled, and I'm so thankful that you put this back in place.
We're looking forward to it. We have a committee meeting tomorrow with some attorneys, and I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you before September. But I do want everybody to remember that 51 other weeks in Jefferson County are also considered settlement week. So we are always mediating. We want everybody to continue to use our center. This is just another week that we're going to really, you know, push and promote our program. It is not because we are suffering or don't have the caseload. It's just because a couple of other counties have started doing it again, and so we think it's a great opportunity to promote our wonderful service.
Yes, and thank you for all the work that y'all do, Ms. Hawthorne. We appreciate you, and we're thankful you've helped my docket a lot in resolving some family disputes on the probate docket, and I appreciate that. All right, any other discussion on this item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file a fully executed reinvestment zone order and tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Crescent Bio LLC pursuant to Chapter 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Reunification of Families Month. We've covered item C. Item D is to consider and approve a proclamation for Elder Abuse Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Move. Excuse me. Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Where's that location of number one at?
Number one.
A, I'm sorry, A.
Oh, that's going to be out in Port, well, it's actually in the county. There are actually, it was said earlier that there are a lot of plants in Port Arthur. There are actually no plants in Port Arthur city limits. I think they're all in the unincorporated areas because of the peculiarities of Texas law regarding annexation. But this is out behind the Valero plant and the Chevron Chemicals plant down off Highway 87 near the Valero Turning Basin and Texaco Island.
There's no plants in there because they do those abatements and they do those sections off and put them in the county in lieu of taxes.
Yeah, now this particular, yes, they will have an in lieu of agreement with the main plant. There's a little bitty finger of it that we talked about at last week's court that does go, because there's a pipeline that goes into Port Arthur. Remember that?
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Okay. Any other discussion on these items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, we have one item to consider and possibly approve: a resolution to allow sale of property purchased by Jefferson County pursuant to Section 34.05A of the Texas Property Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Historical Commission, we're going to table that. That's supposed to be back on the agenda next week. Under Engineering Department, we have three items. Item A is consider and approve, ratify, receive, and file a partial payment for material cost expense check for construction project 80W24 and road use agreement from ExxonMobil Low Carbon Logistics CCS Transport LLC for road damages in Jefferson County Precinct 2. Item B is to execute, receive, and file utility permit 05U25 between Jefferson County and AT&T for the purpose of distribution of fiber optic cable along Stillwater Drive located in Precinct 2. Item C is to execute, receive, and file utility permit 06U25 between Jefferson County and ExxonMobil Corporation for the purpose of installing a sanitary sewer main line along Sour Lake Road located in Jefferson County Precinct Number 1. Do we have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion?
I'd like to thank the Engineering Department and Fran for keeping us straight all the time on all these payments when there's damages to the road. They do a great job of permitting that, and Fran just keeps us straight financially, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. What I'd like to do now is ask Ms. Falgu from the our county engineer to give us just a brief update on her conversations with the Port of Beaumont on the Franklin Street improvement and whether or not that is going to have any impact on the criminal district judges primarily and those who park immediately behind the historical courthouse during the construction, and if so. So I'll turn it over to you, Ms. Falgu.
So what we have here is a kind of a summary of the schedule, the official schedule that I have gotten from the Port of Beaumont. This is the most recent schedule information. You know, it kind of it's going to get adjusted, you know, as we have weather issues and things like that. But right now, this is what everything is. This is kind of the time frames of stuff. So to speak to the parking lot directly behind the courthouse, where, you know, the little gated parking lot, this driveway is supposed to be done late August to early September. I have been told, I mean, they said that they have it penciled in red. They are going to do everything they can to do that off hour. So it'll either be the weekend or the evenings when they do that thing. So the contractor is well aware of it. Everybody has that. That's a big focus for those guys.
I'm telling them I'd rather them do it on a Tuesday where all the commissioners have to walk it.
I'll pass that on. But you can see they're going to do this, you know, kind of the north side of the street. This is August. This is late August, early September. The south side of the street is October, November, and October. So, And then they'll be doing the asphalt. Right now, they're planning on doing the asphalt in phases. The north side will be done first, and the south side will be done second. There was the concern about the parking back here along the fence, and you know, all the way down to, you know, sheriff's parking and all that. There is no anticipated closure of this right here. So the end of the asphalt stops right there. All of this right here is concrete. So they are not messing with that at all. So the end of the asphalt is right there. That's the end of the project. They did say, you know, that as you get a milling machine that's going to come down here, or an asphalt machine that's going to come down here, they will, you know, they'll have to come in here and turn around and everything. So there may be minutes where, you know, just as the equipment is driving by, that, you know, the traffic can't go in and out of here, but nothing will be closed because they still have to get 18-wheelers and everything coming out of the port. So that I think, you know, that kind of, you know, helped that concern. And then the Blanchett intersection, now it's, the concrete is all going to be finished and they hope to have it open by mid-July. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to have the traffic going both ways. It won't be set up the way they eventually will have it set up. It will basically look like it did, you know, 2 months ago. They'll still have it set up like that until they get the lights in place. When they get the lights in place, which won't be until the end of the year, then they will have the, you know, everything set up like they want to, and two-way traffic and all that other good stuff. But concrete and having this opened back up the way it was before is supposed to happen in mid-July. So that's what I know right now. And as you know, in another month, I'll come and, you know, give y'all another update. We'll look at this again and see if the dates change. And, you know, if y'all have any questions, let me know and I'll ask Brandon.
Michelle, so your understanding is they're going to keep one lane of that open at all times?
That's the main plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Franklin, right there between the annex and the courthouse.
Oh, yeah. There will always be, they want to keep, they want to keep two-way traffic all the time. Just like it is right now. They're over there working and they kind of have part of the road shut down, but there's still two-way traffic because the roads are so wide in
there. They are wide.
That was the commitment they made they would do that. That was the commitment they made they would keep.
Yeah, and I think if that intersection and turning lane there at the corner of Pennsylvania and Blanchett is open in July, then that will allow the judges that park back here behind the courthouse to take Blanchett around to Maine and access their parking that way. We'll just need to make sure as we get closer and we get the dates in hand that we disseminate that information to those district judges that park over there, okay?
Absolutely. Okay.
Anything else, commissioners? Anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, for all you fathers, happy Father's Day coming up.
Absolutely. All right, so there's nothing.
Judge, one thing. I just saw Judge Shoshone over here. There's been a lot of chatter with TxDOT changing some stuff up at LaBelle Road and Highway 365. Please use caution as you go through that intersection. It has become a four-way stop. And that is something that has not been there for 50, 60 years, as long as I've been alive anyway. And we got people that are still blowing through that. I'm not sure if TxDOT has actually put the reduced speed limit signs there, but please, please use caution as you approach that intersection. It's changed. Thank you.
Okay. Do you know whether or not they had any intentions? Because you wrote them an email when the engineer out there wrote back to you and asked them if they would put up rumble strips out there. Do you know if that's been accomplished?
They are there.
Rumble strips are there. They put up got a big yellow, like the stop sign with the red blinking lights on top and bottom, with the red blinking lights on the
We do have Okay.
Well, we appreciate that.
I think some more lights there, because nighttime rolls around, it's still dark right here. The only light comes from that store.
Judge, would you write me an email on that, please, and I'll forward that on, whatever suggestions that you have. Would you send that? You can send it to the court if you want to, but certainly to me and the judge, and we'll forward that on and see what we can do.
All right. Well, thank you all for attending today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.